You should just say you'll take the callers at the end of the show.
Radio.
Mom.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello and welcome to Fearless Generations. This is Kelly Fox, and we have on the show tonight Terry Sayer, our co-host, and we are doing 12 Steps to Freedom. And this is our last week on Step 11, which is passion, and we're going to be talking about all of the stuff we've been talking about this month about passion and bringing that together. So let's start like we always do. Terry, how was your week?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. I think last week when we talked, I was in Arizona with my mother and had a wonderful visit there with her. And since then, I drove home and was able to get back into the swing of things. So I've been pretty busy this week. I've started working with student teachers and interns and working with teaching a class, a master's class for teachers here in my area. And this week I've also gotten all of my applicants for my leadership class, which I teach a leadership class for the Chamber of Commerce. And I have 15 participants in this class, and today I was interviewing them, and it just gets really exciting when you get around people that have the same passion and interest that you do for serving in the community. And this is a leadership class aimed at helping people that are interested in knowing about the infrastructure and the complexity of city government, including all of the aspects of a community, education, healthcare, safety, economic development, agriculture, all the things that make our area unique and special. And it's part of as I've become more clear in my passion and my purpose, which is to serve others and to serve them with a focus on loving them and their uniqueness and helping them to discover all that they can within themselves to be who they were intended to be and for them to follow their passion. And some of them are very interested in revitalizing our downtown. Some are very interested in serving the homeless people in our community. Others are interested in raising the level of education so that more young people in our community can reach their potential. So they have all kinds of interests and passions, but it's all focused on service. And so it was just a great, great day. I was down at the chamber at 7:30 this morning and interviewed people through 3:30. And I'll be down there again tomorrow morning at 7:30 to finish up the group. But it also gives me that knowledge or that intuition, that feeling, that surety that this is what I'm supposed to do, is to work with others to help them discover their potential and to see their brilliance and to serve others by helping them to develop that leadership they have within themselves. And so I do that with Fearless Living in mind and with coaching in mind, and I ask them questions and I help them to clarify what it is they want to do. And now I'm going to provide them with resources and opportunities to do that through the next 8 months in this program. So it's like I've come to such an understanding in my heart and in my soul that I'm on the right path, that I'm doing what it really is my passion, that I'll step out and take risks, that I'll court those risks in order to grow. And this last Sunday, I had a really cool opportunity of speaking in church, and so my talk was really full of fearless living concepts and strategies, and then I teach Sunday school, and so there again was an opportunity to talk about scriptural references that do the same thing, talk about how commitment and understanding one's passion and being true to those things that you've promised or your covenants that you've made. And it all seems to be coming together for me, and it's very exciting to think about the passion that I can really develop within myself to move forward. And we have a group of us that have been trained to train in Fearless Living and to do workshops, and working with that group, worked with them this past week and had a mastermind call with them, and just facing challenges together and supporting one another in this common goal we have to bring Fearless Living to as many people as we can through workshops and our training businesses. So it's very exciting, and I just feel more and more passionate about it and like more clear on my purpose, and I'm able to eliminate some things that I've been doing and think that they're not really fueling my passion. So how can I engage the use of my time where it's really fueling my passion? So it helps you to make choices and to be more clear mm-hmm. in what you're doing. So that was a long story about how my week went, but it's been a very good week.
It was, but it was very good. I mean, you can tell that you're passionate about these things and that you're excited about how they're developing and they're moving, they're starting to move forward. And so that's exciting to hear about and, you know, for you to be able to share with our listeners and, you know, that then they can recognize, oh, when I'm talking about this or when I'm involved in that, that's what I'm passionate about. So it helps others to realize where their passions are as well when they get to hear people talk about the things that they're passionate about. So I think mm-hmm. it's all good. It's all good. We had a great week too. Last week was our first week of school. So very little homework, which was nice. Not too many headaches with that. My son did have two projects that he had to get done this week though. One for his English history class and one for his art class. And we were able to get both of them done. Tonight was back to school night, so we got to meet all of his teachers, and they all seemed to like him and to get him and to be really positive about helping us support him and having a really awesome year. So that was encouraging. And this weekend we did some fun stuff. We went to Greek Fest, which is a huge festival held here in Fresno. It's one of the biggest Greek festivals, I guess, in California, actually. And this is our fourth or fifth year doing it. And it's just so much fun, and the food is good. And, you know, especially, you know, the chocolate chip baklava and all of that. And we stayed up super late dancing and watching the kids dance, basically. I just sat there and watched the kids dance. But Arisa brought a friend, and so it was really cool to kind of see her get older and share her our family traditions with her friends. And we go with another family that we've been friends with for a very long time. And when we first started going, you know, they had, you know, well, us too, but it's you're, when you're watching someone else do it, I don't know, maybe it stands out a little bit more. But when we first started going, their son was, you know, tiny, and now they have two more, you know. And so it's just fun to watch as they all grow and get older each year and have these pictures of them out there dancing. And so it's fun. It's a fun experience to also look back on. And then today I had a full day of an iron infusion. So I was at the hospital almost all day getting iron. And so I wasn't able to really advertise and remind all of our listeners about our giveaway this week. So we will do the giveaway again next week, which will be awesome because we're starting a new tool, which is love. Or a new step we'll be doing next week. And we also will be having Elaine Glass on the call. So that will be awesome. So please call in, be a listener. I mean, please listeners call in. And we'll be doing a giveaway. And we're going to be giving away a free signed by Rhonda Britton herself copy of Fearless Living. And so that's exciting. And maybe we'll think of some other things that we can give away to our second or third caller if we get multiple callers trying to be first. But just so you know, unless we get a caller tonight who got my very late message, we will be doing that next week, and I'll advertise it better. But, yeah, so we've had a full week as well and a full day, a very full day. I was in the hospital for, I don't know, 6 or so hours, and then I came home just in time to eat something, and we walked to a 2-hour open house, and then, you know, just had a little bit of time to get the kids in bed, and then came on to the show and to be with you. So, very full day. But I think that as we're talking about passion, we've talked a lot about passion this month, of course, and we've also had on the show with us Maureen and her sharing with us about passion. And I thought that was a really awesome call. And just talking about how we start to value the things that we desire in our life, that we start to, you know, court risk. We talked a lot about courting risk last week. And just how, you know, we become clear on what it is that we're passionate about, and we start giving more value to it, and we start, you know, seeing the importance of filling our cup. Or I saw someone said something about, I thought it was so cute, filling back up their cookie jar, which I thought was really cool because I love cookies, so I can relate to that. And, you know, so like having a full cookie jar, like how amazing would that be? You know, this endless supply of cookies. So I thought that was a really cute way of thinking of it, because I had kind of always thought of it as, you know, a full cup or something like that. But yeah, so whatever way supports you in imagining it or picturing it. But what feeds that? What keeps you alive? What makes you excited to get up in the morning? And I think that, you know, as you were talking about the things that you're passionate about, I mean, I'm definitely passionate about fearless living. I'm passionate about supporting our community of coaches and also the people who come for support. Our clients and our listeners and whoever wants to get a better handle on who they are and what they want. And, you know, being able to live that way. I am very passionate about that. And I'm also very passionate about my family. You know, being able to support them in the best way possible so that they can live a life with less fear in it than I had growing up, because I didn't have these tools. I want them to have these tools from the very beginning so that they can live a more happier life and maybe avoid some of those situations that I had growing up, and just the amount of negative self-talk and dislike of myself that I had growing up. So I hope that we, my husband and I, you know, try to instill those tools and those principles, and we have conversations, especially with our older children. We have conversations about, you know, just going out and reaching for your dreams. And Arisa came to me tonight. She is she's running for student council again, and she is going for vice president this time. So this girl just keeps impressing me with how fearless she is to put herself out there, or how willing she is to put herself out there, because most likely she's going to be running against several other kids. And she's still willing to put herself out there and try to, you know, to support her school. She has a lot of school spirit. She's also going out for volleyball. And last year she played on the C team. But she doesn't care. She just wants to play. And I think that's great. You know, she doesn't hold any type of importance on which team she plays on. If she plays on the A team or the C team, she doesn't care. She's out there playing. She's having fun. And I think that that's really what life is supposed to be about. You know, not worrying what team you're on or what position you're playing or, you know, when you get older, how much money you're making or whatever, but that you're out there, you're having fun, and you're living your life the way that you want to live it, and you're willing to be vulnerable and take risks and put yourself out there.
I think that you're saying that because I think the more I practice moving towards my training business and my doing workshops and fearless living being my focus, it seems that I'm practicing the formulas that we teach in fearless living, and I'm detaching from the outcome and living in the present. And when you live in the present and love and service is your passion, it just seems like, you know, I look in my checkbook and I have plenty of money, and I am accumulating
a nice savings account, and I'm
able to pay my
estimated taxes and
things that I haven't been able to do before, even when I was working full-time as a teacher making, you know, a really good salary. And I was just thinking today, it seems like every time
I turn around, somebody's saying, oh,
will you come and do this presentation?
And will you do this? Will you come and do another workshop on creativity?
And I'm not really tied to
an outcome
out there marketing myself. It's I'm living my passion.
And I'm serving, and I'm
being willing to be present, not tied to a financial outcome. It's happening because I'm serving,
and I'm giving value to other people's lives, and they're willing to pay for that.
And I'm learning how
to just ask
for the value of what
I'm doing without really sitting down and thinking about,
oh, I'm worried about
where the money's going to come from, or I'm concerned that I'm not going to
be able to pay my next installment on my taxes,
or what if I need tires for my car? It just,
I'm not worrying about that. I'm thinking about the things that I want to do. So it's the whole idea of that clarity of your passion, as well as you attract those things that you think about. So if you're thinking about doing good, and you're thinking about serving, and you're thinking about, no matter what the situation, that you're going to be a forgiving, compassionate, loving person, and move forward in the present, standing in your own truth and being honest with yourself and others, then that's what's going to come back to you. And so as we struggle with different challenges that come our way, as individuals or as families, we still have that mantra of forgiving, loving, and being compassionate with one another, and taking the higher road and being standing in our truth, and that will pay off for us, because that's the truth is what will come back to us. So it's been interesting to think about, just when you were saying that about Arisa being willing to just play without being attached to whether she's on the A, B, or C team. And I was thinking about that today when I was sitting here opening my mail and received three checks for things that I kind of had almost forgotten that I'd done. And, you know, tomorrow I can go add another $1,000 to my checking account, and it's the end of the month, you know.
I have like $3,000 in my checking account, and it's the end of the month.
And,
you know, that's like never happened to me before.
And, you know, it's just amazing that because I'm not attached to
that, I'm not worrying about that.
What I'm doing and thinking about is how am I going to stand in my truth? How am I going to be present in the moment? And how am I going to
love
and forgive and be compassionate with myself and others? And take my intuition and experience that I have and share that with other people, which includes my fearless living strategies, as well as all my years of experience of working with people communicating and collaborating with people and being able to help them in that way.
Yeah. I don't know if you're moving your phone a lot, but you're kind of going in and out when you were talking. Not that we couldn't hear you, but you were kind of muted at times, and then we could hear you clearly at times. So just keep on be mindful of that. But yeah, I totally get what you're saying. Like, that was one thing that we kind of came up for us this week too, or this last week too, was, you know, having our focus on what we want in our life and not the focus on, you know, our struggles or our current situation that we're going through that we really have no control over. But having, because what we do have control over is what we focus on and what we put our energy towards. And how much better would our life be if we put our energy towards the things we're wanting to show up in our lives and not worrying or focusing on things that we can't change. And so we've been talking a lot about that and, you know, just putting our energy towards, you know, the things that we want for the kids and interacting with the kids more and finding that time for that one-on-one time with each of them, because there's five of them. So it's not always easy to find that one-on-one time, especially not on a daily basis. And so, you know, how can we set apart time and really make it an appointment so it actually happens, you know, on a regular basis. And, you know, just putting our focus on each other and building our relationship, because the stronger our relationship is, the safer the kids are going to feel, and the, you know, the easier it is to do fun things as a family because mom and dad are getting along, you know. So just different things like that, you know, and really just what is it that we want? What are those things that we're wanting? Like, I'm pretty clear on what I want, I think, for the family, and I'm very clear on what I want for my business, and, you know, different areas of my life. But I feel like that's because I'm constantly thinking about it, and my life, or the way that my life is set up, it kind of allows for that, because I don't have like a day-to-day job that I'm going to. Either I'm doing Fearless Living things or I'm with the kids. So I'm actively engaged in the things that I'm working towards and that I'm thinking about. But for my husband, he goes to work every day. And so he's thinking about, you know, things printing correctly and all the IT stuff he has to fix. And this printer stopped working. And why did it stop working? Right? So he doesn't always have that, a lot of time to put into that. And so that's kind of what we've been talking about too. How can we support him in getting that, kind of like what Elaine talks about, that quiet time, so that he can sit and he can really devote time to knowing what it is that he truly wants, what he wants from himself, for his career, for his life, for his, you know, different relationships, you know, all different kinds of things. And so that's, you know, it's kind of interesting that that's something that you brought up, but start to get passionate about life, I think, and really, really start being awake, and wanting to be actively choosing the life that we're living, then, you know, these things start to come up and we start to see and we start to manifest even more of what it is that we're wanting, because that's where our focus is and that's where our energy is. And, you know, what we put out comes back. And so I think that that's all really important things that you brought up just now.
Well, one of my friends that I work with down at the chamber said to me one time, and I think she's attended one of our workshops, she came to the Fearless Life workshop, and she just said, you know, my mom always told me that worrying is praying for what you don't want. And mm-hmm. it just made me stop and think that, yeah, because what you're thinking about is what energy you're putting out to the world, and that's what you're going to get back. So if you're worrying about what's going to happen and you're tied to this outcome and you're worried about this or you're worried about that, then that's what you're dwelling on. And that when you're dwelling on something that's negative, it just gives, it's like a darkness comes over me. You know, if I'm thinking about people that are, you know, just messing with me or that are, you know, telling stories about me or not being honest with me and trying to disrupt my life. If I worry about that and I think about that, it just, there's a darkness that comes over me. And if I just put my faith in being honest and being forgiving and being, you know, standing in my truth and being present in the moment, which doesn't include those people or that situation, then I can move through my life with grace and with ease and with love. So it's really, I've just noticed that there's this, when I worry and when I'm focusing on something I have no control over, something that someone else is doing, I get this feel, it's like a darkness, it's like a, and it settles in my digestive system and I get a really sick feeling in my stomach. And when that happens to me, I know that I'm not focusing on or thinking about the, and being present with the good things that are around me and all the blessings that I have. And, you know, that I have energy and health and resources and a wonderful family. And, you know, just focusing on my faith and my Heavenly Father and my relationship with my Savior and the good things that I have in my life that are there every moment. They're a part of my presence, a part of my being. And being able to do that and then standing in the truth of that allows me to dispel the darkness and to dispel that feeling that just is not a good feeling, you know, and I'm becoming much more capable of recognizing that and then putting forth the positive images of the present moment, which have nothing to do with those other things that are bringing the dark feelings, you know. So it is. It's just, it's a mindset. It's an attitude. It's a way of being. And fearless living for me has become a way of making choices and a way of being and a way of having compassion for myself, which is my essential nature, and not being triggered to feel like I'm incompetent and less than I am or something that, you know, that I'm not, even if it comes out of the mouth of somebody else, you know.
Yeah, I think that that is really what passion can show you. You know, I think sometimes we have to feel the opposite of what we want to feel to know what it is that we want to feel. I don't know if that made sense, but...
It says that in the scriptures, you know, if you don't know pain, you can't experience, you know, the opposite of it. You have to experience the opposite in order to recognize, you know, the blessing. And so, you know, it says if you haven't suffered grief, then you don't know the joy of life. And if you haven't suffered pain, you don't know, you know, being pain-free. Or if you haven't experienced disappointment, then, you know, you just have to kind of experience those things, those negative things, in order to recognize the opposite.
Yeah, and I think all of us have had moments where we've lived a passionless life, and it's kind of like, okay, well, think about how that felt, and then seek for the opposite, you know? Seek for those times when you did feel passion, and take action to feel those, to feel that way again, either doing the same thing or something similar or something you think will bring that passion into your life, and keep doing it. Keep courting risk. Keep valuing the things that you desire. Keep moving in that direction. And soon enough, you'll find yourself having a passionful life, and you'll be doing the things that you love, and you'll be fully awake and present to your life. And it won't be as much of a conscious decision anymore. It's just a habit of continually filling your cup because it's something that you will be aware of. So, I mean, I think that's the thing, is you become aware of when you start to feel depleted, and you'll now know what you can do to fill yourself back up.
It's not that the
mm-hmm. cup is half empty or half full. The cup is refillable. You know, the cup is mm-hmm. always refillable. And maybe it will be empty at times, but it's always refillable. And that's the choice that you make to refill the cup.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for coming out tonight and listening. We really appreciate you coming out and listening. We love doing this show for you. And so please come back out next week. We're going to be doing our next step and last step of the month, I mean, of the year. So that's pretty crazy. Or our 12th step, whatever you want to say, which is love. And so this will be a fun step. We're also, as I said, we're going to have Elaine Glass on the call with us again. And she is really excited to share her thoughts on love with us. And we'll be doing the free giveaway of Rhonda Britton's signed copy, everyone, of Rhonda Britton's book, Fearless Living. And so please come back with us next week. We are excited to move on to the next step and to share with you more of our love for Fearless Living and our love for you. So we will talk to you then. Be fearless.
Okay, bye. Be fearless. Love you. Bye.
Bye.